producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Today, a rainbow day, shall we? You like those beautiful colors, the rainbow, the red, the orange, the yellow, the green.
Add a couple of unicorns
and
I'm in.
The blue and the purple. Why would you want to add a couple of unicorns?
No, you got to have unicorns when you have rainbows.
Really?
Also, we're supporting LGBT rights.
We are.
Yes, the rainbow.
Really? I didn't even think about it. You see, my mind never goes there, but leave it to Roberta Fasanelli for her mind. And that's not bad. I don't know that much about the movement, but now that you made the Rainbow Coalition is what it's called.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. That's Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Our quote of the day today, Jennifer is going to be very surprised.
Uh-oh.
I'm quoting Justin Bieber.
I know this one.
You don't need to go to church to be a Christian.
Right.
If you go to Taco Bell, that doesn't make you a taco.
A great philosopher of Justin
yeah,
Bieber.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Such a wise man.
Our thought of the day today comes from Rob Lowe, who has a new TV show that starts tonight called The Grindr. That looks like it'd be a pretty good show, actually. You look at it. He says that nothing in life is unfair. It's just life.
It's about hero sandwiches?
The grinder.
The grinder. Grinders, if you're in New England, a grinder is a hero sandwich.
Yes,
a submarine sandwich.
It's kind of like what they call, there are different things for tonic.
Yeah.
Soda pop, tonic. What is all that stuff? And yeah, usually they're regionalisms. Too bad Roberta missed the what Southerners never say. Back to the serious nature of the day today. Here's some good news. The U.S. housing market reports will come out today for building startups so far this year. I predict this will be a clear way for all of us to understand that the housing market is healthy, therefore the economy is pretty firm. Those of you who are wondering or looking, or people in the news media, especially the sort of Wall Street Journal groups, radio program and other things that always throw cold water on things that are, even if they're like half full and half empty, isn't it better to look at it half full? Mm-hmm. It may not be completely full, but the housing market has shown its strongest time since before 2008. There are lots of housing starts as demand, especially on the coasts, for housing. Both the East Coast and the West Coast are seeing huge gains in the value of real estate. Yes, Reggie.
What happens if the Fed decides to pump the interest rate up?
They will do it by only a quarter of a percent.
But I think they're
going
to do like an eighth.
Nothing serious.
It's going to be a teeny, tiny amount.
Yeah,
right.
Nothing serious.
Well, I guess the question is, we've had 0% rate for how many years
since
now?
Since 2008, things went into the tank, and that's what they did to sort of try to stabilize things.
Right. So, and it's kind of brought, you know, the housing market up, but what happens if they bump it up a notch? And that's what everybody's freaking out about every time.
Why would you freak out? The interest rate, for God's sakes, when Jimmy Carter was president, the interest rate was 14%.
Right.
So, you pay now, the average is what, 3.25, 3.5 for a mortgage, so you pay 3.75?
I would rather buy
a
house.
Buying a home?
I wish it were 14%. Because that makes the $800,000 house $400,000.
Yeah.
And anyway,
but you wouldn't like the economy. See, all things hang in balance.
Yeah, it's
on the housing
scale.
Market. The whole economy really is stronger if the housing market is stronger. Things are based on, you buy a new refrigerator, you buy all the furniture, you buy the rugs, you do all of the things that help fuel the economy. And so that's understandably why it is good. So I'm looking forward to having good numbers today. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Meanwhile, your president, Barack Obama, and your president, Vladimir Putin,
my president,
roasted each other yesterday at the UN. It was pretty uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Both of them were very much at each other, even though they'd had a meeting earlier in the day. It seemed to end in
maybe that's why
something. That, well, it didn't. Well, that may be right. Yeah, Frank. Yeah,
it was necessary.
Well, and you know, the president. No one actually likes being called out on stuff. And mm-hmm. Putin stood in front of the UN and basically called out America and said, "Look, you're giving these Syrian rebels arms.
Yes,
you're arming
right.
them to take on Assad.
Right.
And what's happening is that they're dropping those arms." Or these people are going to join ISIS themselves, and somehow all of the American money is funding ISIS. We're funding them with, mm-hmm. with weapons.
With our weapons.
Right.
Yes.
And so he said, hey, you know, back off of Assad and let us go in there and clean it up. Now, you know, again, mm-hmm. maybe let's check the temperature in HE double hockey sticks. But I think, you know, and I'm no fan of Assad or Putin, but I think it's time to just back off of those two, let Putin go in and start taking on ISIS. Heck, we can even help him if we want. Let him knock them all out, and then let's go in and take
too
out Assad.
Too much ego involved. Way
it doesn't
much
need to be an ego. All we need to do is let them do their thing.
Yeah, we understand
put the boots
that's
on the ground.
Maybe the common sense. Let them use up their resources that
right.
they don't have.
And they're not right. willing to put boots on the ground yet either. They're not even saying that they'll do airstrikes yet. They're saying
he's
possibly
he's going to go in the ground. They're building up their military right now, actually.
So here's what we're doing.
As of yesterday.
Instead of us blowing up and doing airstrikes against ISIS, we're over shooting up the Taliban. We've been shooting up the Taliban for 20 years. The Russians tried it 20 years before that. They didn't make it work. We're not getting anywhere. What in the name of God are we doing, wasting our resources still over there and don't have anything aimed at ISIS?
But you be careful about saying that. Because the reason
you build the same thing there that you've got at ISIS. That's the vacuum is what created that.
Nothing. We aren't created. The vacuum isn't. No, it's not the same situation at all. If you understand Afghanistan, no, it isn't going to be, because the Taliban is firmly rooted there and has been for decades. The Afghanistani government is a puppet of American government, and so what has happened is the Taliban versus the government, but they've been doing it for years, and the only time they stopped doing it was when the CIA paid off the Taliban leaders with $73 million in cash to get them out of the way so we could go try to find Osama bin Laden. The only thing is, Taliban at the time knew bin Laden wasn't there. They just took the money and laughed and ran and stayed out of the way for a while, and then we couldn't find Osama bin Laden. We kind of fiddled and battled, and the Taliban came back in to grow their opium and sell it on the world market.
I would tell you that Al-Qaeda used to control the places where ISIS is right now, too.
Yeah, well,
and
not to the extent of... Well, listen, it's all a crapshoot. In the meantime, the ISIS, we create these circumstances, and you have to wonder in the back of your mind, my cynical mind wonders whether this is we're all being played by the military-industrial complex. We're just all suckers. We roll over, this guy's a bad guy, that guy's a bad guy, we got to shoot this guy, we got to blow up that building, and it's all just about armaments. And making more money. And by the way, the first people to get paid by the Pentagon are always the contractors, always the people that make. We can't find money to take care of our veterans, but we damn sure can find money to pay these guys and all these big armament companies to make more weapons, more guns, more tanks, more Humvees, more MRAPs, more ships, more airplanes, all that stuff. But do the men and women who serve to operate all that stuff get taken care of? You know the answer to that. The answer is no. So, and then this is just more of the same. It's just we're getting played. We're like a bunch of fools. We are. We're getting suckered into believing that these guys are. There's always going to be an enemy. There's always going to be a bad guy. I mean, go back to the first real plays. That were developed by people, how many years ago? The miracle morality plays go back 20, 30, 40,000 years, maybe. I don't know if they go back that far, but the first literature was all about good guys and bad guys. And it's always forever been thus. Look at the Steven Spielberg movies. Look at the George Lucas movies. It's always the good guys and the bad guys. It's always, that's part of the human psyche, apparently, the human condition. Yeah. We got to always have good guys and bad guys. And these people in the military-industrial complex and the news media and everybody else, they all know that better than we do, apparently, because they sucker us in every time. Look at what happened the last time the stock market took a burp. And people, CNN says, watch your 401k circle the drain. Give me a break. These guys are just there to diddle with you. I was going to use another word. Am I right or not, Roberta?
There must be balance.
Doug, I agree with you 100%.
Good for you, Roberta. That means you can give us a Queen of Cheap report in just a moment here on Good Day.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva. Excuse me while I take my last breath here.
It's Roberta.
Nice knowing you, Doug.
Yeah, thanks very much. Today is International Coffee Day.
Yes, it is. National Coffee Day. Proof that God loves us. Coffee.
Really?
Yes.
I never had a cup of coffee in my life. What does that say for me?
That's right. You're a tea drinker. That's
I don't
right.
even drink
yeah,
that much tea.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have for coffee lovers
National
there?
Coffee. That means there's a lot of free coffee around, people.
Really?
Let's start at Krispy Kreme. When you stop into your local Krispy Kreme, you get a free 12-ounce cup of coffee and a donut, too. Free coffees and donuts at Krispy Kreme. Dunkin' Donuts is going to give you a free cup of medium coffee, and you even get that iced coffee if you'd like. Pete's Coffee and Tea give you free small cups of coffee. Lamar's Donuts are free coffee when they and free mugs at Lamar's Donuts. So you get the coffee and the cup, too. Same thing at Sheetz. Free Z mugs to the first 150 customers at each location and free coffee. Wawa has free coffee.
Wawa.
Coffee Beanery, it's a buck for a coffee. McDonald's, now it depends on the McDonald's. Some McDonald's is going to give you a small, hot McCafe coffee. Some of them are not, so you have to call and see who's participating. If you go to Whole Foods, Big Bucks Foods there, stores nationwide, a 12-ounce cup of coffee for just a quarter. Stewart Shops, you can get a free iced coffee or a hot coffee today after 3 p.m. Coffee Bean Tea Leaf, half off all day long. Cumberland Farms, this is a little tricky. You have to text free coffee to 33733 using your smartphone, and you'll get a coupon for a free cup of coffee all day. Panera Breads, if you're a rewards member, you get a free cup of coffee actually every day of September, so another 2 days left there. Tim Hortons, a cup of coffee for just a buck there. Caribou Coffee, you get free coffee for every coffee purchased on September 29th. And what you're going to do is you'll donate a cup of coffee to nurses and families at cancer centers throughout the country when you get a coffee there. And what Starbucks is doing, think about Big Bucks Coffee. Starbucks says it's going to be planting lots of trees, honoring families and farmers. You have to pay for your coffee, but they'll plant a tree for every cup that you buy.
Really? Huh.
National Coffee Day today.
I'll drink to that, Roberta. I'm just not going to drink any coffee. I may drink, I might have a little bit of tea. Maybe I'll have a glass of wine. How about that? That'd be a good way. Or a bottle of beer.
Finally.
21 half the hour on Good Day.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Through the top five songs from this week in 1984, every hour at this point in the hour, we always have a focus on some sort of musical event or music of our lives, etc., etc., etc. You're going to like the five songs that were big during this week in 1984. Starting at number five, Stephen J.J. Wonder, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Crack it up, Richie!
What a great pop anthem. This is an anthem. It isn't a song. It's an anthem.
No summer time. No warm July.
Is it not?
No harvest moon to light spring. One tender August.
24 after the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Number four belongs to Miss Cyndi Lauper. She bops. This kind of almost put Cyndi Lauper in the same category as Madonna a number of years ago.
Yeah, and they came up together.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
She took on a bigger career, I think.
Yeah, she has.
But more I would like Cyndi Lauper more.
Yeah, but Lauper seems more real for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Craig, this probably ever she. Next one is even better. Ah, I love this.
How can it be better than this?
This is good. Number three is better.
Who's gonna try? Oh, no.
I love this song.
Wrong.
Great song. Yeah, it's a great song.
Great band.
The Cars from Beantown. And I'm resisting telling my joke about the police and the cars because I think it's been overdone.
No, you think?
You want me to tell it?
No. No, thank you.
It's not even a joke. It's a silly observation.
Sadly, Kenny, isn't Benjamin Orr the singer on this one?
Yes, he is.
Gone dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So the cars need to combine their talents with the police in order to survive. It's
there
the
you
police
go.
Car.
He could sting the... This song.
Yeah. This is really
I thought the Cars should combine with the surviving members of the Doors, and they could be the Car
Doors. Doors.
I like it.
Or all three of them together.
The Police Car Doors. Number two this week. Here is 1984. John Waite, Missing You. Was he a one-hit wonder?
No.
I don't remember anything else. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bad English.
Bad English, yeah.
Yeah. Treat the audience to a little of this music, please, Richie, will you?
There's a message in the wire, and I'm sending you a signal tonight.
You don't know how desperate I've become. And it looks like I'm losing this fight.
All right. So we get the drift of this song. Number one this week, 1984, belongs to Prince and the Revolution. Let's go crazy. Let's go crazy. Was this the era of the chaps? Was he still wearing the chaps?
He was wearing leather pants here, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Was he still, how much does he do in terms of touring, Prince?
Not a lot. I've tried to go see him once or twice. I have never seen him. Out of the hundreds of bands, I've never seen him. And I would like to, and I'll pay whatever it takes. So
really?
Bring it on, Prince.
Wow, Richie, that's a big thing.
You know what? You've got to see him.
What do you pay? When you go to a concert, what's the average price you pay for a seat?
Not a lot. I don't go to big concerts. The last big concert I went to was McCartney.
Yeah.
Just because you have to.
Yeah.
So I paid, I don't know, $300 for both of us to go, something like that, $350.
Yeah, so going to Madonna.
Most places I go to, the State Theater, which is 15 minutes from my house, and $25 for a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, because all the bands I like are these big monster bands, and you can see them once or twice a year for
$25, sometimes, when you look what the average person, again, what you just said is so true. I've been to, what, three or four events in the Boston Garden. This year,
Madonna doesn't need my support.
$300
Cracker does.
Yeah, well, but you may like the music. Well, maybe you don't.
I don't enjoy McCartney was great. I don't enjoy sitting in a big, huge stadium.
Well, you don't hear it. It's not intimate. That's
don't
true.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, it's all about the money. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Cycling is fun and healthy, but you gotta be careful. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, more and more of us are cycling, and this is great, as cycling does wonders for your heart, muscle strength, and balance. But unfortunately, we're also seeing more and more head and torso injuries. Some of this is due to the simple fact that American roads are bicycle unfriendly, to put it mildly. DCOC advice, wear a helmet always. It should fit snugly and cover the upper forehead. Wear bright colors during the day, reflective coating at night. Bike lights, front and back. I mean, really? This you have to be told? Judging by the number of bikes I see around without lights at night, yes. Cycle defensively. Watch for the sudden car door opening. Listen to what's around you. The car coming out of the alley. This means, of course, no earbuds, no texting, no cell phones. Yes, that means living in the moment. Enjoy the ride. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREP, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Good day, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here to make your life better. Maybe have a little fun along the way. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. What's the number one thing? Please don't tell me it's Donald Trump. Okay, I won't tell you that. All right, so what is...
He did the big tax thing yesterday,
yeah.
So...
Right, he's going to have everybody pay less in taxes. You'll vote for him, Roberta, because he's going to cut your taxes.
Yeah.
Ah. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com, the water discovery on Mars, life, as we know it, will change because we're all going to Mars. Ah. All right, let's see here. Mr. Obama and Mr. Putin and the Ukraine and Syria in the focus. There's a lot of other stuff going on. These two guys just don't like each other. Kind of like Netanyahu and Obama. They don't like each other. I remember when Jimmy Carter didn't get along with some. Was it Margaret Thatcher? Yeah, Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of England at the time. She had just become Prime Minister, and he didn't like her, and she didn't like him. And whenever there was some get-together, it's kind of like Jimmy Carter was one of those people, still is, that's very defined in his persona. If he doesn't like you, you can tell. I remember seeing I don't remember what event I was at, but I was watching him and Bill Clinton. They despise each other. Despise. Mm-hmm. Clinton, Carter thinks he's despicable, mostly because of his life. But when you see them together and they have to shake hands, they don't even look at each other. It's really very interesting in that club, as unique as it is. Anyway, I'm just kind of looking around here at some of the things that are good. The story of Jake Brewer. His story, not a good story. He was the White House advisor, remember? He was participating in a charity cycling event, and he got run over by a car and got killed. He left behind a pregnant wife and a daughter. Well, as you know, about once a week I'll look at GoFundMe just to see who's being helped by the efforts of those people who see a story and they just donate. So far, in name... in the name of helping his pregnant wife and his daughter, $415,000 has been contributed to their fund by 5,300 people the past week. I thought that was really something. Why do people do it? Because they want to feel a part of, they want to help people. Most Americans are really very good that way. I don't think that, I mean,
that's the way it should be. People want to help somebody.
Want to help somebody else, not extract the money. Thank you, Richie, for going in the direction I was going.
I love this
help
idea.
Help these people out because you want to, not because the government extracts money from you.
You know what?
And makes you pay for something you don't want to help.
If the government said, you know what, we're going to reduce your taxes by 10% every single year.
Yep.
Here's the trick, though. You have to take that 10% and reinvest it in some other
To make money.
Charity. Mm-hmm. Whether it be on
charity.
A Kickstarter campaign or just whatever it is, your local church, whatever, just give it away.
Yeah.
Give that money. Give that 10% away.
Help.
Then you have to bring in, I mean, I like that, too, from like a, you know, a rose-colored glasses perspective, but don't you then have to bring in more government to oversee that?
No. What do they call them? NGOs.
Give it to whoever you want to give it to.
Yeah. And have them run it themselves. The poll today.
How would you prove it, I guess?
Say again, Jen?
How would you prove it? How would you prove that you're giving
it away?
I
mean,
you get a receipt. Same thing as you do now.
If it's Kickstarter, you get a receipt there.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
A family that needs help.
It's a great trail.
Just have some kind of paper trailing proof.
The poll today at DougStephan.com, back to Mars. What do you think about the announcement that there's water on Mars? A, very exciting. We can probably live there. B, it's interesting, but I'm not convinced it really means very much. C, there's probably ice or water on most planets. No big deal. D, there are too many problems here. It's a waste of money. Really? I just think about, when I was talking about housing starts a few minutes ago, think about how do you build a house on Mars? Where is there a forest? Where are there trees? What do you do? Where do you live? What do you? And the only simple things like that always come into my mind, right?
You want some pretty nice property on Mars,
you use the water, and you use the water, and you take the sand, and you build sandcastles.
Ah.
Yeah.
Perfect. You build concrete.
Thank
you.
Have
water,
you.
Sand, concrete. Boom.
There you go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's no cable.
Satellite.
Man.
The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, what do you think about the new Burger King Halloween Whopper? 39% says, I don't eat a Burger King. It won't change my mind about going there. 22% of you said, cool, I can't wait to get that one. Oof, sounded horrible when we went through the ingredients. 70% of you said, interesting idea, might try it. 14% of you who responded to this poll at DougStephan.com said, it's creepy. 7% said, I want to see somebody else eat it first. Yes, 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 and yes. Okay. So let's go back to Danger, Danger, Will Robinson. The story from Lake Mead. How many of you have ever crossed the Hoover Dam? Raise your hands, please.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember when you look out and you have seen over the past 10 years, the lake was created with the building of Hoover Dam. There was a town in there, and it got covered up with water, much like the Quabbin Reservoir in Massachusetts. So I remember the first time I went over it, it was about maybe 20 years ago, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, isn't that interesting? The water level is just a little below where it has been. And look how clean the rocks are where the water used to be.
Right.
Well, if you look at it now, this is the largest reservoir in the United States, one of the largest artificial bodies of water in the world. It is now so dry that you can see down. If you look at the perspective, you can Google it and probably see.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
All right, look at the Richie at how it how large this gap is now. I've never seen it this low, but it's so dry in the West. It was when they built the dam rose up to 726 feet, about 170 feet higher than the Washington Monument, and it harnessed the Colorado River. Right at the Arizona-Nevada border. You're on one side of the dam, you're in Nevada, the other side, you're in Arizona. That's how I knew that Arizona time was different, because in Arizona, they never have daylight time.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Look at that, Richie. Isn't it?
I'm looking at video from back in February.
Yeah.
It's dramatic.
Yeah, it really is dramatic.
You can see the clear delineation between where the water used to be and where it is not now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of, by the way, they do it. I don't really understand why this isn't still done. They have turbines. Ever been down into the bowels of the dam?
Yeah, I took the dam
before 9/11, you could do that. after 9/11, they don't even decide anymore.
Right. But the point is, Roberta, other than that, that's a good one, is that all of the turbines down there supply, you see these huge power lines all around the entrance to the dam, the exit, all that whole area, and the amount of electricity that comes there is services a great part of the Southwest. There are lots of different things you learn, like looking at the circumstance with the water there, the dam itself, and what a wonder of nature was, because it was built during the Depression.
Amazing.
It was amazing how they did that. And then if you look up at this new bridge that was built, so you don't have to go over the dam anymore, you just go straight across on 93 from Arizona to Nevada. And what I always bring up, the coincidence of Harry Reid's family owning all that land before the road went in the bridge. It was just a coincidence.
Wow.
I mean, how lucky is that?
Yeah, I know. Wasn't it great? Yeah. It was super duper. All right. So anyway, that's...
It's kind of like lucky Nancy Pelosi's husband who got the contract for the bullet train in California.
Yeah.
That's going nowhere. I mean, it's just
what
it's a stroke of luck.
Yeah.
I know.
And
Denver Airport.
Yeah. Federico Pena's family. He was the governor of Colorado.
Right, the Coladas.
And then he became the transportation secretary, and he oversaw the expansion of the Denver airport. And it just so happened that 30,000 acres of land they needed for that airport was all owned by his family. That was
Come
a coincidence.
Guys. Let's have a barbecue while I sell you my land.
Yeah, okay.
Weird.
I don't think I want to buy you land, but thanks anyway, Jennifer. 43 minutes after the hour, in a moment, we further pursue the latest information about what's happening in the football world with all the players who have had concussions. And maybe we'll take a different approach to this. I will give you the preface. This conversation, I believe I've had this on the air now only once, but I'll have it again because of a conversation Meredith and I had about playing in the football league. It's a choice. So you choose to go play there. Does that still mean that you should not be compensated for damages that happen to you while you're playing? That may be a question and a half. We have Tim Crumry, who's a former All-Pro defensive lineman for the Bengals, joining us just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot? Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at shopyourway.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes! You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler. Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! Want to hear some guy read legal? Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See shopyourway.com for details.
Contrary to popular belief that everyone is online, most very small businesses aren't fully plugged into the Internet. However, the majority of these firms still expect to create their own website within 2 years. Stephen Aldridge of GoDaddy explains.
We surveyed 4,000 small businesses around the world, but found that nearly 60% don't have a website today. Business owners gave us three reasons they don't have a site. They think they're too small, lack the technical know-how, or think the cost is too high. What we found, actually, was that business owners can build a website if they can create a Word document and can afford it if they can spend as little as a dollar a month. And every business needs to be findable on the Internet since prospects start their buying process online. 59% of those businesses already on the web have seen their revenues grow as their website increased awareness and helped them reach more customers.
For more survey results, visit garage.godaddy.com. That's garage.godaddy.com.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot, and Walmart.
Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
46 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer and Roberta, Richie and Kenny and I have Tim Crumry. I pronounce his name improperly. And I should know Tim better because I was on the air in Cincinnati for a couple of years at WCKY. It may have been a little before you actually were on the team. When were you? When did you play for the Bengals?
I played from 1983 to 1994.
So you were there when I was on the air. What's the matter with me?
Well, you should have knew how to pronounce it by that time.
Yeah, exactly. So I should be taking the woodshed for that. What's the matter with
me?
You
were there in the boomer years, huh?
No.
All right. So you're working with my friends at Seriscan. I've been through the same process. You've been through the process. And this is what brought me around to, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, thinking how dangerous this sport is that you've enjoyed as much as you did and it did well for you, and I hope maybe you think you did well for it. But now there is this this company is a functional brain imaging company, and it specializes in the process that assists medical people in the detection and quantification of the brain disorders that so many people are focused on now and have been for the past couple of years. Do you have children, Tim?
Yes, I have a son who's 26 and a daughter who's 31.
So did your son play football?
I wanted him to. Due to the restrictions in the state of Ohio, he was too big to compete in his age group.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
awesome. He did not have an opportunity to participate in the sport that I love.
Right. So if you turn it back, turn back the clock to that point, if you knew then what you know now, would you have allowed him to play or encouraged him to play?
Oh, absolutely, Doug. There's no doubt about it. I'm for all sports. My son right now is training to compete at some time, if you will. I don't know what that would be in MMA fighting. I am all for sports. I grew up with it. It has brought to my table a lot of great things.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen every day in the real world. From car accidents to whatever it may be, fall down, whatever, and people don't stop driving cars. Everybody's going to continue to play sports, and everybody's going to continue to play football. For the dreams and the memories and the relationships that I got with football, it was way above I ever expected.
All right, so now you're with a company that is examining brain disorders, and the NFL certainly is on the top of the list. The U.S. Army is on the top of the list of examining people. What is it that you're doing, and why is it that point of view is well-rounded? Seriscan isn't trying to get people, it's not their job to get people not to play football or do other things. It's just their job to conclude what's going on in your brain. I had the test. You've had the test. I am someone who believes that football, the parents who push kids into football are irresponsible. That just happens to be my point of view after seeing all of this stuff. What do you say to me? Let's say you're trying to, I'm saying I don't want my kids to go play football. You've got all the information there. Why are you suggesting it's still a good thing?
Well, I still think I coach a lot of youth camps across the country, youth high school camps, and I think due to the experiences the kids get, as far as the discipline, as far as the coaching, as far as the camaraderie in any sport, not only football, whatever it may be, any club sport, any organized sport. I am an ambassador of the Heads Up program. Everybody is going to continue to do that. Some people choose to do it. Some people don't choose to do it. That's the right they have.
What about?
I just think
we're running a little tight on time. Degenerative diseases that come as a result of all this chronic trauma. What do you do about that?
Well, part of it is identifying the issues. The biggest thing with the guys I've talked to, and including myself, is There's possibly for room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And right away I was on board. You know, I'm sure you went through this too. As soon as I heard that improvement in some capacity, I was all in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of ahead of the game, meaning I really didn't sense I had too many issues, that they identified certain things.
Yeah.
And figured if I didn't address those issues, I would have had issues.
I wanted to have you here because you don't sound the same traditional bell as those who have come up with the information or understand the information from the concussion point of view. So it's good to have a different point of view. Thank you for being here. Tim Crumry from the Bengals.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of SporBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On SporBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On SporBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out scorebig.com.
And now save even more at scorebig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's scorebig.com, promo code 2424.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
True love is the greatest thing in the world, except for a nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomato is ripe. It's so perky. I love that.
Come, my love.
A great movie.
Tell
you love this movie.
A boy and girl and their love story.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable. You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
She did possess.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Greatest movie of all time, Doug Lee.
What movie is that?
The Princess Bride, brother.
Really?
Yep.
I was that True Grit was the greatest movie of all time.
No. It doesn't even hold a candle.
Storybook Love. Bride. Willie DeVille and Mark Knopfler. From the movie Princess Bride, number one movie during this week in 1987. That refreshing music and that memory is how we get started every day with movie moments here. Chuck Curry, I'm not sure he's around, but we have plenty of movie news, things that are happening, things that you are going to, I think, enjoy. This fall looks like an enjoyable time at the movies. Let's hope that that's the case. More on movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 10-3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
All right, here's something that will set some people adrift from being Matt Damon fans. An interview with The Guardian has him saying a lot of discouraging things about the lives and careers of gay actors. And whether you, let me just read you the quotes and you can make up your own mind. Quote, "I think you're a better actor the less people know about you, period. And sexuality is a huge part of that. Whether you're straight or gay, people shouldn't know anything about your sexuality because that's one of the mysteries that you should be able to play."
You know, I think he's right about that, actually, because think about when you watch a movie and you know an actor is gay and he's playing a heterosexual character, you're like, oh, I don't believe it. Or vice versa, when you know it's like this, you know, heterosexual guy around town, he's trying to play a gay person. You have to be a really good actor to do that. So I think Matt Damon's actually
kind of
right there.
And I think of it more in the political sense. And you've always talked about your hero, Ed McMahon, and his philosophy is keep it quiet.
Ed was not gay, by the way.
But he wore a pink shirt.
Yes, he did. I wear them. He taught me it was okay to wear a pink.
He was a man, and he can.
Yep. All right, so then Matt Damon talks about Rupert Everett's recent career moves. He said, quote, "I remember thinking and saying Rupert Everett was openly gay, and this guy, more handsome than anybody, a classically trained actor, it's tough to make the argument that he didn't take a hit for being out." And I think there's probably truth to that.
It's
if
true.
People know, there's the prejudice against people who are, and that's what he's saying. He's not criticizing, and somebody's going to take this to mean he's criticizing the gay lifestyle. He's not doing that at all. He's saying that because of the way the business works, it's structured against those who are gay. Now, those could say, oh, my God, they're gay people and everything. I think that's a obnoxious thing to say, first of all. But really, I mean, if you he played somebody gay, didn't he, in Liberace, that Liberace movie? Didn't Matt Damon play someone that was gay?
He did. The lover,
It was a little hard to watch.
Now, well,
so that
it was
Michael Douglas. Wasn't
right,
it?
Michael. So did he do it any? Would he have been? Would he have played it better had he been really gay in life? Or is it just because he's a good actor?
I don't think so.
That he,
well, I think that's what he's
that's
saying.
Point
is that
he's
it shouldn't. It should be just, you know, you just are kind of ambiguous, and then when you go into roles, people believe you. It's just easier.
And the assumption is that you're straight until you say something different, and that affects your career. And I think he's probably right about that. So, interesting words from Matt Damon on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.